Dear friends and family of Mao, my prayer for all of you is that you can capture this moment. It's just awesome to be together as a family, and that your connection with each other and friends too of Mao, that we can maintain this connection even from this day, and have, you know, as we comfort each other, we become more united. And we're so thankful for the life that Mao lived. I just want to share a few words about Psalm 23 and also give some insights about Mao as well, myself. King David was the one who wrote Psalm 23. We all know that. And David, the last two verses of Psalm 23 are kind of looking out to the future. What's going to happen after death? And David says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's a significant thing to say. David had a fantastic home on earth. King David captured the city of Jerusalem, history tells us. He then built a fantastic palace, had the best of supplies from coastal countries, Tyre and Sidon. The supplies were brought in, and he built a magnificent palace, an earthly home. But towards the end of his life, David looks out for his forever home. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's comfort for David. Mao had an amazing home here on earth. As I think about the travels out down towards the home on Decker Road, what a unique place. This is where, as we read, Mao and Sabina raised their family. There's no place like it, really. And you did a great job in sharing all the activities that happened on the ranch. I had never heard many of those, but they make sense. What I heard from Mao was walking through the Filbert farm across the street with the neighbor that's here today, and he talked about just kind of getting lost, and it was a way to reset and enjoy his time out on the Filbert farm. I imagine there were plenty of hot summer days down on the creek, cooling off. There were lots of moments where Mao went into his office, I imagine, pulled out projects and planned and worked in that big office. There was so much space. And did you ever get confused going in there and seeing all the things that were in the office and so many things going on? He was so smart and so brilliant. There's so many things, and he knew what was going on in that office. And I can imagine Sabina going out into the studio and doing her projects and beautiful artwork. But towards the end of life, as Sabina was passed away a few years ago, and as Mao had the challenges that he had with his health, I think Mao knew that the home on Decker Road was not his forever home. He could feel it. He may not have verbalized it, but he could sense, he was feeling it, that wasn't his forever home. So what great comfort us to know that there is a forever home for Mao too. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Matt, for sharing things that Mao did in his life. What a renaissance, man, that's all I can say about what we saw up here. Very rare to see pictures all over the place, all sorts of cars and hobbies and activities. I want to share three traits that I saw in Mao, more who he was as a person. Number one, Mao was determined, is the word I'll use. Mao loved the Oregon State Beaver women's basketball team. We've heard about that and saw the pictures. And each year he would invite members to go to a game. And I went to one game every season with Mao and watched the Oregon State Beaver women play. And it was so exciting. And just a few years back, Mao called and said, "Do you want to go to the game? There's just one hiccup. Can you drive?" And I said, "That's great, I can drive, I'll pick you up, let's head to the game." And he said that he had a parking pass, and not just that he had a parking pass, but he had a specific place where he would park. And he wanted to guide me where that specific place was. I said, "Sure, that sounds good." And so we went to the game, we got outside Guild Coliseum, we're turning into the parking lot. And Mao said, "Here's the spot. It's right over here on the left-hand side. No one ever parks there." And so I followed his directions, went to the left-hand side, and someone zipped in and took the spot before I could get in there. And my response was, "Mao, no big deal. We can We can park somewhere else in the parking lot. It'll be a little bit of a walk, but it'll be just fine. Mal, that was not going to work. He had another parking spot in mind that was even closer to Gill Coliseum, and he said, go through the parking lot, and sure enough, it was the closest parking space to Gill Coliseum. I pulled in the spot, and there was a sign over the parking spot. I couldn't read it. I didn't know. I just pulled in and took the spot, got out of the car, then went up and read the sign. It was the parking spot of maybe the most important person at Oregon State, the head football coach, Jonathan Smith. And Mal said, I mean this, it was awesome. He said he's not going to show up. He doesn't go to the women's games. We're good. And I realized at that point, Mal, I'm so determined, and I mean that in such an amazing way, as we heard an adventure, but a willing, not a negative, that don't mean that negative at all, just a willingness to, let's go and do an adventure. I don't know anyone who'd do that. Number two, Mal was, and it's kind of related, Mal was deeply committed. He loved to take on projects, finish projects, not just start them, but finish them. That was my experience. And thank you for bringing up the project here at church. Back in 2018, the church was in a time of growth. We were experiencing growth, and there was a challenge with parking on Applegate Street, and we monitored how many parking spaces we needed and how many we were over for an entire year before we went forward. Mal was the one who really took on the project. He made connection with the contractor. He was a part of the designs. I remember seeing him come over and on multiple days measure every single space so that the flow of traffic could be just right. He thought through every detail. Just a fantastic job, and he completed that job in August of 2019. That parking lot was finished. He was a member of the Philomath Rotary. I just want to recognize Rotarians that are here. If you're a Rotarian, just raise your hand. I know a few of you are here. Yep, great to have all of you here. Mal was kind of a catalyst for energy with the Rotary. I felt when there needed to be a word of encouragement, we call them happy bucks. Mal didn't hold back. He just shared what was right there, right in his mind. When there was a project and we weren't sure how it would go forward, Mal came up with an idea. When there was a hard question that needed to be asked, Mal was not afraid of asking tough questions. Probably the biggest challenge for Mal was to see projects not completed. That frustrated him. And so he gave it his all, whatever he served, to make sure the project was completed. He was committed. And finally, more personally, I believe Mal to be a very loyal person, which is a wonderful quality. And you all know that to be an Oregon State Beaver fan, loyalty is a requirement. Because sometimes the games don't go exactly how you want them to go. I went to a football game with Mal, and it got to halftime, and the Beavers were down by 21. And so we talked it over. Well, let's just see how it goes in the third quarter, and we'll see if we stay longer. And sure enough, the opposing team scored a touchdown, and I turned to Mal and said, I don't think this is going to turn out well. Let's head off. That was the worst thing to say ever to Mal. Because the game was going to turn around. There was a chance. There was still the fourth quarter that could be played, that sort of thing. He was deeply loyal to the Oregon State Beavers, but, my friend, something more important than Oregon State Beavers. I know that's hard to hear. Very loyal to his friends and family. If ever there was a friend or family member who was in the fourth quarter of life and severely down, Mal never gave up on them. He stuck with them. He gave it his all. And Mal had hard things happen in his life. The loss of son Mark, that's hard. The loss of Sabina and health setbacks, those are real. Those definitely happened. But what I know about Mal is he maintained loyalty to every single person. And that's a wonderful quality that we all could take and give to the family, the families that we have, and the friends that we have. So three traits again: determined, committed, and loyal. I believe those traits are also in Psalm 23 with the Good Shepherd. David knew the only way that he could get to his forever home was to have a shepherd that was dedicated, that was committed, that was loyal, and would see it all the way through. And so David says with a loud voice, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Dear friends, we know who the Good Shepherd is. He identifies himself. John chapter 10, Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd." No doubt about it. I am the Good Shepherd. What we know about Jesus is that he didn't have a home on earth. He was a nomad. There's no description of a home. Why? Because he was wandering all the way to a city called Jerusalem to die on a cross so that Mal could have a forever home. Jesus had a great parking space too. Right in the throne of heaven, right next to God the Father. He didn't stay there. He left his parking space. Why? To open up a parking space for Mal, so he could have a forever place in heaven. Mal is safe in the shepherd's arms. That's our hope. That's our comfort. That shepherd has loyalty all the way to the very end. And so as we transition to a time of prayer, I'd like to just give thanks that we can say today that these are Mal's words: "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen.